Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Marilyn and I report on nanotechnology and gang stalking and a relation possibly to the two. You can call into the show live and ask a question. Get involved at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Good evening, Marilyn.
How you doing, Frank? Hello.
Okay. I just wanted to go over a couple of things. Now, when nano is induced into the body, it has instructions already what part of the brain to go to. When it gets to this destination, its next command is to hook up to the internet. So gang stalkers could be contacted in this manner to converge on a target. What do you think? It's just a hypothesis.
Well, it's hard to understand how you can get tracked country to country, state to state, without some kind of technology that's been put in you, on you. And frequencies, to me, just doesn't seem to explain such things. I'll give one example why I believe I'm attached to a computer. Early on in my targeting, I used to have lots of songs I liked to sing that I didn't know the lyrics to. You know, those people, we always hate those people that try to sing to a song they don't know the words. That's me. And as I was trying to figure out the words, the song would play. And I noticed that when I was trying to remember a Stevie Nicks song. And you can hear lots of things. And it's a computer. Her voice, the music, the album, I can hear it. So that's evidence that, yeah.
I agree 100% that you are immediately connected to a computer. And I'd just like to interject that 5 years ago, the smallest computer would fit on the edge of a nickel. Today, it is smaller than a grain of rice. And when you put it next to the grain of rice, the grain of rice looks like an airplane fuselage. So it's quite possible that there are functional computers that are within this nanotechnology that will in fact hook you up to the mothership, so to speak. And I don't want to get started on flying saucers, but my meaning is it will hook you up to the AI. And furthermore, I have just learned through research that nanoparticulate is present on the inside of a syringe used to vaccinate. And we are going to have a mandatory vaccination coming up. Mandatory. So you are going to be vaccinated, and this is the shot they get at filling you full of nanoparticulate, each one intelligent on its own.
You know, the intelligence part, where you're right, it is intelligent. Our gang stalkers are not intelligent. And I think most of the population is, this is not an insult to Americans, but you are really dropping the ball when it comes to science. And you are constantly being taken advantage of. You're not paying attention. your life is constantly in danger because you are perpetually wanting, you're basically the children of the 1% and they abuse you, you know, whatever the 1% is, because I can't think of another term. But, for instance, when the capital, and I believe in capitalism, when they hurt us with this nanotech and its various tactics, and then they give us, there's an advertisement for a nanotech face mask. It blocks 99.9% of viruses. The 99% are being abused by 1% of the population, supposedly. But you know, the minds of the masses, the sheeple, it's really one of the reasons why we get abused the way we do, because you almost have a child relationship with my perks are trying to talk for me now. You have a kind of like sick relationship with the system that takes care of you, you know. And you're trusting that you're always going to be protected, and it's naive. That's basically my point. And nanotech being injected into people that are going to get the, who are trying to protect themselves from this deadly virus, COVID-19, that they can put anything in you. It's a tracking device. And it's smaller than a speck of salt or pepper. It blows in the wind.
That's a good point. And I'd like to expand on that a little bit. Nanotechnology is so expansive that you really cannot even begin to realize, until you do a little research, and a piece of nanoparticulate the size of, it's 100,000 times smaller than the width of a human hair. So you're talking about a microscopic piece of dust. Now, if this dust they intend to adhere to money, they're going to be able to follow this money. They're going to be able to follow any documents that they want to. They're going to be able to follow you, because this nanoparticulate is located in clothing when you purchase it. It's located everywhere. They even use it inside clothing down to the molecular level to help in construction. So I there is just no end to where this nanoparticulate can go. And as for warfare, if this nanoparticulate is sprinkled around a location, it is eyes and ears for the U.S. or whoever is using it. And you brought up a couple of great points. I'd like to ask you, it took me a long, long time for me to wrap my head around this nanoparticulate and its participation in vaccinations. And I would advise no one to get a vaccination, because the trade-off may not be too good. What do you think about that, Marilyn?
Well, if they are, you know, if they're going to force Americans to be injected with this, and it's basically, you might get fined or something. TIs may be the window for the people that are in fear of this virus. I do believe that they're going to be targeted, and it would be naive to think that people who know about us don't think this is directly part of the problem. When the UN starts an investigation to ban cyber torture, this is about nanotechnology. There's been stories that this nanotech falls in chemtrails on top of the planet, and it acts like a computer, and it links itself with each other and then us. And you can kind of see some of the evidence on your trees, on your lawn, on your skin. One of the ways I try to eliminate it is I take showers and I shave all my body hair. It seems to attach itself to hair. Salt, Epsom salt, and baking soda can get some of it off of you. And you're ingesting it through the water. It drops into the ocean. It drops into the river. It circulates the planet. It's basically a war. So every thought that you have, the computer will have it uploaded. Your thoughts will be uploaded onto a computer. If you look like a threat, which means that if you're a good person, a threat is a good person, then you might become a targeted individual. One of the problems about being a TI, the perks, you know, the constant struggle with them saying, we need to control. People who are hard to control, like me, we get battered really bad. And so they have a team of men that sit on top of my brain and take my thoughts. They take turns taking in my words, my sentences. They listen to my thoughts. They ask me questions when I sleep. What is she most likely to say? So I'm not only am I competing with the computer to be, you know, to have my own self, I'm competing with these men who have been recruited to torture me. And these aren't rich men. These are poor black men who are psychotic, who are in synthetic telepathy. Their minds are hooked up to a computer. Unfortunately, they've become obsessed and they're stalking me. So that's why we call it gang stalking. It's a bunch of perverted losers that stalk us. And the brilliant part about, you know, it's brilliant technology, but unfortunately, most of the people on the planet are not brilliant. So that's why it's a problem. If we were all great people and trust, you know, could be trusted, we could fly through this, probably stop it. But I think most of the people on the planet are corrupt, whether they are 1% or not. That's why so many of the gang stalkers are, you know, they're these poor psychopaths that get thrown, you know, small amounts of money to bother us endlessly.
I just wanted to interject here what some of these things can do. They can record or block neural signals. They can easily be used to assist scientific and medical research, aid drug delivery, restore motion and communication to those who have suffered from a neurodegenerative disease, limb loss, paralysis, or brain damage. Now, if you reverse all this, you will start to see some of the symptoms that we have. So do you think it's possible? Do you think it's plausible that they are using nano on us right now? Or do you think it is something else?
I believe that they are using nanotech on the entire globe. And this has been the battle about the chemtrail issues. Sometimes you can see it in your eyelashes. So if you're outside in the sunlight and you squint, you see these round little things that look like targets in your eyes. floating yes. or in your eyelashes. And some of them have needle-like thorns. They look like little needles around them. And they're circular. And they're not natural. You can sometimes see this metal-like dust with the right lighting. It looks like glitter in the sky. I don't have the evidence to prove it. I just sense it. I just feel it.
Yeah, and these things are manufactured. Now, they're tiny, tiny, tiny bits of material that are manufactured. Now, I'm trying to picture somebody with this nanomaterial under a microscope, putting it together. So it's got to be automated by this time by computer to reproduce these things. It's just like computer chips. To put one of those together, we thought was, back when computers first came out, we thought that was amazing. Well, they're just getting smaller and smaller. And as I said in the beginning, the first computer, the smallest computer in the world 5 years ago, fit on a nickel. And it looked like a little semi-truck. And now they are a third of a millimeter by a third of a millimeter square. And they make, like I say, a grain of rice look like the fuselage of a 747. So this thing is a fully functional computer. So I can't imagine how they produce this nanoparticulate, but it is designed and has instructions or is instructed to go to specific parts of the brain. And I cannot imagine that, but I have to, because in some very great works by scientists, I'm seeing this information. And I'm seeing it at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, among other places. And it's just amazing to me that these little tiny bits can actually communicate with a satellite. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the MIT. You're right. It's the carbon nanotube. That was one of the things I learned about years ago. And, you know, you can YouTube that. You can Google it. And MIT engineers are developing ways to track how plants respond to stress, such as injury, infection, and light damage using sensors made of carbon nanotubes.
Okay, Marilyn, we have to go to commercial. We'll be back shortly. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Marilyn.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? if you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Good evening to men from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Marilyn and I report on nanotechnology and the possibilities and gang stalking. And where were we, Marilyn?
All right, at physics.org, there's an article, April 15, 2020, carbon nanotubes embedded in leaves detect chemical signals that are produced when a plant is damaged. So one of the things I noticed about the gang stalking is that they cause a lot of trauma to your brain and your body. And so whatever this technology is, they're using it on plants, they're using it on the planet, weather modification, in your body, in your brain in particular. They're going to use this on your brain. So the first few sentences, it says MIT engineers have developed a way to closely track how plants respond to stresses such as injury, infection, and light damage using sensors made of carbon nanotubes. And these
amazing
sensors can be, yeah, they can be embedded in plant leaves.
We have Chris from Las Vegas who would love to ask you a few questions. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, good evening, Marilyn and Frank. And I must say, Marilyn, your depth of knowledge on these highly technical observations is astronomically amazing. I'm reporting that I have right in my possession a small, it looks like a pull tab opener, if you've ever seen one of those. It's about probably a little bigger than 3/8 in diameter. It's rectangular, maybe 3/16 high and 1 3/8 long, with a bulbous end for a keychain to insert in. But this little device holds 2 terabytes of information. And how they get that in there, I'm truly amazed myself, but it shows the level of advancement of miniaturization. You know, when I went to school, they were coming out with the first Sperry Univax that took up a whole room. Now they're in micro nano dust grains with transmitter receiver ability to interface and to do monitoring, assessment, perhaps weaponize at some point if they have a desire to do so. But much like Marilyn and yourself, Frank, this long-term war of psyche trauma, psycho-political warfare attacking us in multitudes of different modalities certainly takes a toll on the psyche. You know, I tend to kind of battle the side effects that are similar to what would be known as depression, because being able to battle it 24/7, 365 for years on end is something that people are not designed to do, and only those that have the strongest constitutions and help from above, spirit connections, I think have the ability to at least maintain against these evil forces and principalities of evil. What say you?
That's a very interesting assessment. And
that's beautiful, Frank.
I know that's a very interesting assessment that you have. And I just wanted to let you know that there is another form of memory out there. Many people probably know about it already. It's like camera film. And they are using it in computers. And they are using it in something that looks like the Pi computer. Remember the Pi that was for sale for $35 a while back? It's about the size of a transistor radio. Well, they use camera film, or what looks like camera film, as memory. And they have 4 gigs of memory on a little piece of camera film. So I was amazed at that. So we can just imagine what's inside your flash drive.
Well, I haven't tried to take one apart. It's pretty solidly built. Seems to be stainless steel or steel aluminum amalgam, perhaps. But the amount of technology, when you start conceiving what you could put on 2 terabytes, it's a pretty massive amount of information.
Yeah. What the only thing that scares me about those things are, number one, losing one, because they are so small. And, okay, we have to go to, it's the bottom of the hour, station identification. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. At 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Welcome back. Tonight, Marilyn and I report on nanotechnology and how it may relate to gang stalking. Because in a gang stalking situation, these people appear out of nowhere. So my answer to that, with nanotechnology locating as it does, they could be all summoned at the same time. Okay, we still have Chris from Las Vegas, and Marilyn is there. Marilyn, what do you think?
I really appreciate it what Chris said, and this is the worst thing that could ever happen to a person. It is, you know, we have to be strong. And we don't want to appear crazy to the public if so many people don't believe us. But it is the most abusive experience that you could imagine, and it's in your mind. And the people stalking you, you know, in the beginning, you always wonder, how is it that they know where you're going, when you're going to be there, how sometimes your thoughts are connected to your own internet, your IP address. Intellectual property is stolen from us. Our ideas, our very feelings. I mean, the misogynist hatred that I'm getting, one of the things I'd like to express to the liberal community, you have been making a lot of mistakes. You've protected many of us to keep us safe, but you have really gone overboard. I'm a Black American woman. My ancestors were from Africa, and we're all capitalist, college-educated people in my family. The people that are abusing me are poor and Black and gay and synthetic telepathy. It doesn't get any more insane than that. The very people that the liberals are so desperate to protect are being recruited to be gang stalkers and terrorists. No, the number of working class people, because you have to think about how much time can you spend torturing one person? You're not going to be in the upper class doing this. So I just wanted to express this, and I do want to expose this, that the misogynist hatred that I'm getting from Black men, the compulsive need for them to express their sexuality in the most perverted ways, 24 hours a day. One of the things, the tactics that happen to TIs is that we are remotely sexually assaulted because we're connected to other people's brains. And we are sexually assaulted every day. Some of us less, some of us more. I am a person who's sexually abused and psychologically tortured 24 hours a day. I've lost most of my hair on my head. I've been shot in the head with directed energy weapons. They've crippled me with these weapons. My bones have become brittle. I've been trying to reverse the damage with diet and exercise, you know, because I don't want to break down. But again, and then I'll stop. You are blindly just saying the most ridiculous things as liberals to protect the interests of people you don't even interact with. I have more than 20 Black people who are torturing me to death and stalking me. They're driving by my home. They're going to my favorite stores. They've gone to my favorite restaurants and bars and stalked my friends. These are Black Americans that are stalking, that are terrorists. Okay? Some of them are on welfare. So the middle class are paying for these welfare stalkers. They're sitting in these Section 8 housing projects and gang stalking. And I'm not allowed to express this because it's not popular to talk about the truth, you know. And I'm not saying that our president is a bad president or a good president, but one thing that has happened is that the media has been exposed, and that's why we have RBN, that the media is making up stories, and they're not telling the truth, you know. There are psychopathic, dangerous people that don't have anything. We're tortured by women. We have women targeting us. The woman that runs Lockheed Martin, there's CEOs that are women that are running these weapons distributors that are working on targeting Americans and people overseas. They're making these remote neural monitoring weapons, these cell phone tower stupid heart projects. And the story that all women are these sweet these creatures that are so nurturing, this is not true either. Ask us. You want to know the truth? Ask targeted individuals. You know?
Say,
you know
Marilyn.
What's going on. Yeah.
You know, you are such an articulate woman. There, other than what you just said, no one would detect your ethnicity on the phone, nor would many of us care because your heart and your spirit and your mind are true. There's no equivocation in your speech. You speak strongly and firmly, so there is an air when you speak of absolute truth, and that's all we can bring to the forefront to confront this problem. And you also, I think, accurately describe these people as torturers. These are a form of warfare, of mind warfare, psyche warfare, and this is in direct violation of the Torture Victims Protection Act. Because you are a torture victim, as I am, Frank is, and many of the people that are in the targeted community are absolutely being warred against by these dark forces within the government circles and their NGO contracted assets.
Yeah, she's wonderful, and everybody loves her. And you are truly an asset when you join us on the show, too. You feel free to jump in anytime you want, Chris, and join in and get in the action. And, yes, Marilyn is loved by a lot of the listeners, and I get emails to that effect, and I have people wanting her email address now. I have to find out if it's okay to give it out. But, yes, in nanotechnology, it's beyond me, but I'm starting to get a handle on it. The quantum area, the laws change. It's almost like the physical laws change. A perfect example is that work where the ant walks upside down and man cannot do that. Do you remember that? I can't remember the paper exactly.
No, I'm not familiar. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's the nano world is almost like a parallel universe where our laws don't apply anymore because we're getting so small. So this is, I'm getting deeper and deeper into it every day, and I'm starting to understand this and how they can work on something that small in the beginning is beyond me. I can see computers actually producing this once they're tooled up for it. But in the beginning, imagine working on a computer that's the size of a piece of dust. I mean a small piece of dust. It's incredible. And we are both targeted very heavily, and I think we're at the same stage of targeting. And a lot of people say, well, my targeting is not like that. Well, what stage are you in? And I think there's like 4 to 5 stages. And if you just started out, you're not going to be experiencing the same thing that Marilyn and I are, because we're in stage 4 or 5. And we fight every day for our minds. We fight every day to keep control and to kick them out. And we kick them out all day long. So at the end of the day, not only are we tired from events of the day, but we are brain tired from kicking these things out all day long and fighting them all day long. And that's just a cross-section of what it is to be a targeted individual. And go ahead, Marilyn.
We are being tortured to death. The Center for Justice and Accountability, I looked up what Chris said, Torture Victim Protection Act. A section of it says, the crimes in question must be either torture and or extrajudicial killing, that is the killing of a person by governmental authorities without the sanction of any judicial proceeding or legal process. And, you know, we're going to have a whole new group of people that are going to have to fight in a different way. You're going to have to fight in your brain. It's just ridiculous. The number of people that are being tortured in their mind, and nobody knows it, and we're being called mentally ill. I am so disappointed. You know, mind control is a vicious tactic. And as a Black American, you have to ask yourself, and this is hard speech, but unfortunately, before our rights are taken away from us and we can't speak freely and honestly, you would have to be under total mind control to pick cotton for 200 years. It's just, I am not buying this BS anymore. There were not enough guns and people. That many Africans, we're talking about millions of people being shipped into South America, North America, and the Caribbean to be tortured to death and to do free labor and to breed slaves. And this is mind control. And so they're using, we are the new slaves. We're white, we're black, we're Mexican, we're Latino, we're gay, we're straight, we're Asian. China, unfortunately, is one of the more vicious places that gang stalking is. Germany, Europe, they're gang stalking in Spain. I don't know if you've ever been to Spain. Spain is beautiful, and you should even try to go, even as you're tortured. It's really beautiful. And they have in motion vehicular stalking, gang stalking. It's everywhere. And we can't get help. We need some new techniques to fight back. And we need to be honest about this.
Exactly.
And
I will say something right now. I don't mean to interrupt you. Did I interrupt you?
No.
Republic Broadcasting lets you tell the truth. And I'm sure all the other hosts agree that this is one of the finest networks to be a part of for that reason. Nobody comes in and censors anything. The only thing they don't like is bad language, and I agree with it. But I think this is a great platform to get information out there. And people like yourself, Marilyn, are very valuable because we need somebody of the female persuasion to get out here and tell people what it's like for women. And I do my best to tell what it's like for men. And I'm trying to get guys to loosen up and come forward, and they're starting to. I'm starting to get phone calls from guys that are telling all. And that's what we need. We need those numbers to get up there. And I just wanted to congratulate you, Marilyn. You're doing a fantastic job. And don't let your head blow up or anything, but you are you're doing great. And what do you think is the future? I'm trying to look at the end game now. What's the end game of this? Because there is finality in this nano. If this nano is in your head, we have to go to the place that is sending the signal and do something about it. If it is, as Richard Lighthouse says, just tracking by satellite through DNA or whatever, that is something a little different. But if this nano is in your head and it keeps building up as people get more vaccinations, which I am totally against, I did not understand in the very beginning how nano affects vaccinations. It's terrible. They have it adhere to the inside of the syringe until the liquid is drawn in, and then you're filled with nano. So with that and the size of the new computer, I am disgusted with the situation because we have to fight it, and we're doing well. Go ahead, Marilyn.
So technology, there is a perverted sexual aspect that's in the tech world. It gets used by some of our more freakier humans. So when we have the VHS, the CD, the internet, and now R&M, it's used for pornography and child abuse and terrorism, okay. And they're using this for that.
Marilyn, we have to go to commercial. It won't be long, I promise. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you for listening.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Marilyn and I have been reporting on nanotechnology and gang stalking. In a little bit of background into what the United States doesn't like to talk about, and that's real slavery. But targets are one color. A targeted individual isn't black, white, green, pink, all targets. There's no color. But Marilyn has a history, and her mom's still alive, and she has told her a lot of things, and, well, We'll let Marilyn take over if she wants to tell any more. Go ahead, hon. We're almost out of time.
You're right about the new form of slavery. This is a form of human trafficking, and they're making an incredible amount of money off of targeted individuals and the people that are torturing us.
So there has to be a way to
figure out how to get help so we can get free from these people trafficking us. They make money off of us. And, you know, I just don't know what else to say. My mother's a targeted individual. I have friends that are targeted. And it's just, I don't experience freedom. I'm walking, I'm talking, I like to garden, I do things. I had a job before the coronavirus. And I was tortured at work. They didn't want me to have a job. They wanted me to be a slave, sitting at home, being tortured for profit. And it just continues. The technology is used to enslave us. And the people, you know, the overseer is a black man.
Okay, generally. Marilyn, we're just about out of time. And I would like to thank you for your opinions, your views on these situations, which affect us all. And the next time we come on, I think we should talk about the stages of targeting, like 1 through 5. But right now, I'm going to say good night. From Boston, Massachusetts, my name is Frank Allen.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.